As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't need long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, this is Dick Huddleston. Well, this is the beginning of a new week. But for poor old Lum, it's the end of everything. Yes, sir, this is a day that sponsor Mose Moose has set for the broadcast wedding of Lum and the Widow Abernathy. All efforts of Lum's to find a loophole big enough to crawl out of have failed, and it looks like the old boy is doomed for sure this time. Right now, Mose Moose is phoning the John Down store to make sure that Lum hasn't skipped out.
No, honest, Mose, Lum's right here. Oh, sure, he's going through with the wedding. He knows what it says in the contract.
Tell him to hang up. I'm sick of hearing his name even.
Well, we're going to rehearse the show right away. Just as quick as a preacher and the widow gets here.
How do I get mixed up in these things anyway?
Why, sure, we'll use the wedding ring you sent over. Huh? Just a minute. Here, Lum. He wants to talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to him. Tell him I'm too dad-blamed busy getting everything ready.
Hello, Mo? Lum's too busy, he says. No, he's here. Oh, honest, he is. Just a minute. Lum, you better say something to him. He don't believe you're here.
Oh, all right. Thanks. Hello, Mose. Well, don't worry. I'm going to go through with it. I tell you right now, though, I wouldn't if there was any legal way I could get out of it. Yeah, I know that, Mose. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. I don't know what I ever done to Moses made him do this to me.
Yeah, it's just like he was a prisoner trying to escape from the penitentiary.
Yeah, that's just about the way I feel, too. If I had my way, we'd have Sister Simpson play the prisoner song instead of the wedding march today.
That'd be a better.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, come on, Lum, let's get the rehearsal started. I ain't got all day here.
Well, Grandpap, we can't get started till Sister Simpson gets here to play the organ.
Yeah, and we've got to wait till the preacher and she gets here. Sister Simpson said she couldn't make it till time for the broadcast, but she knows what to do.
Oh, yes, she...
Widow Abernathy does, too, though, as far as that goes. She's been up there 4 or 5 times herself.
Well, yeah, but Sister Simpson's had more experience, Lum. Sister Simpson's played for practical every wedding that's ever been Pine Ridge, I reckon.
Yeah, a lot of pigeon-toed foolishness going through this spavin-legged thing twice.
By the way, Mose wants us to be sure and use the wedding ring he sent over.
It's monotonous.
Mose says we're supposed to read the prescription on the ring over the air.
That's inscription.
Well, whatever it is, the carving on it.
What'd you say on the ring there, Edna?
Oh, ain't you sorry, Grandpap? I got it right here. I'm the one supposed to hand it to Lum at the wedding.
Oh, me.
Here's what it says. To the happy couple, compliments of the Mose Moots Barbershop.
That's the horriblest thing I ever heard of in my whole life. Happy couple.
Yeah, I heard Brother Riggins say one time it's the happiest time of a man's life when he's embarking on the seas of matrimony, I believe he said. For the land's sake, Cedric, what are you blubbering about?
I don't know. It just seems so sad. Mr. Lum barking at the seas of merry money.
For goodness sake, Cedric, hush up.
Well, I just can't help it. Mama always cries at weddings, I know.
Why, sure, all the women folks do. All them women folks that'll be here for the show today, we're more likely to have to bail this place out after the wedding's over.
You ought to get a bilge pump. Now, there's something else I hate about this. It's bad enough having to marry the Widow Abernathy, but having to do it in front of practical the whole town. It's just about more than any mortal human can stand.
Well, you can sit down. No, you can't. Cedric, I told you to hash that up.
I can't help it, Mr. Abernathy.
Well, you get your eyes so swole up, you won't be able to see the crank on the generator.
It just seems like I'm losing the old friend.
Oh, me ain't
lying. For pity's sake, Cedric, don't talk about me like I was going to die. Of course, now that you mention it, I feel sort of the same way myself.
Uh-oh, look what's coming down the road there.
Huh?
It's her.
You mean she?
Yeah, look out there.
I don't want to.
It's the happy bride right there.
My goodness.
Cedric, now cut that out. I don't know why you're crying. You ain't the one that's having to marry her.
Just look at that fancy get-up, won't you? Looks like she just stepped out of a bandwagon.
Looks more like she stepped in front of one of them.
Yeah, looks like she is a bandwagon. Get a load of that pigeon-toed hat she's wearing.
No, me, there's the outdoingest contraption I ever have saw. Them feathers bobbing up and down. Bound you some rooster over at her place is freezing to death.
What in the world is that nestled amongst them feathers there? Is that a bunch of bananas?
No, that's her hand. She's just holding her hat on.
Granny's. Hope she never hits me with one of them.
Oh, she's got a fist on her, I'll say that.
I believe she's changed the color of her nose. And look how her whole face shines. It's all of a glow.
Glow nothing. I believe she's fell down and hit her cheekbones. Look how red they are.
Yeah, that's just rouge. I might have known she'd deck herself out in all that artificial color and flavoring.
Well, I'll say one thing for her. She sure knows how to put that stuff on. There's two of the roundest circles I've ever saw.
Yeah, it looks like she stamped them on there with a biscuit cutter. Looks like a dead-blamed Indian, if you want my opinion. Looks like she's all set for a Choctaw war dance.
Yeah, it does.
Poor Mr. Love married an Indian.
For the land's sake, Cedric, pull yourself together. You don't want the future Miss Edders to see you looking this way.
Abner, don't refer to her as the future Miss Edders.
That's what she is, ain't she?
Not yet, she ain't. I ain't married yet. I got up till showtime.
Yeah. Well, get set, everybody. Here she comes.
Tell her this is it.
Nobody's look at that big bunch of hollyhocks she's a-toting. Looks like a camouflaged tank moving up on the front porch. Lom, take your hands down off your eyes.
Abner, there's a limit to what a man can stand to look at.
Take them down.
Find out what you say. Then.
Well, good morning, Miss Abernathy. How's the happy little bride this morning?
Yeah, howdy, waiter.
Oh, hello, Lom.
Hello.
Lom, she's over here. You're looking in the wrong direction.
Well, let's get started rehearsing.
Why, Lom, you big bad boy, are you just going to stand there and let me hold these flowers?
Yeah, what's the matter with you, Lom? I believe he's bashful.
Oh, here, Grandpap, you have to show him how to be a gentleman.
Yeah, you get on to it. He's just about to bust an artery there. Look how red his face is.
I don't, as long as you are blushing.
I am not no such a thing.
Look at him, Cedric.
Cedric,
cut out that crying. You straighten up. Here, wipe your eyes off.
Yeah, let's cut out all this prattle. We're supposed to be rehearsing this radio show, so let's do it.
No, wait a minute, Lom. I believe that's all right. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it.
Oh, go ahead.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and wedding, radio station.
Cedric, straighten up.
Oh, what is it now, Mose? How's that? You mean the preacher can't make it at all?
Cross your eyes, Sandy.
Oh. Can't make the rehearsal, huh?
Find down both sides of your nose.
Yeah, fine. Goodbye. We'll have to rehearse without the preacher. He'll be here for the show, though.
Oh, good.
Somebody else will have to read the preacher's lines. Maybe you can do that, Abner.
Well, I don't know nothing about marrying nobody. Why don't you do it? You're in the business, justice of the peace.
Well, I can't very well do that because, yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, you can read my lines, Abner.
Well, I've got my own lines to read. Let Cedric do it. He ain't got nothing to do except blubber.
Yeah, Cedric can do it. Ain't nothing to do except saying I do.
Well, I reckon I ought to study up on it a little while.
You don't need no studying, Cedric. It's just a rehearsal anyway.
Yes, Mom. If I can get my eyes dried out.
Well, come on now. Here.
All right, everybody get to your places.
Wipe them off. Dom. Tell us that.
Oh, Dom.
What is it?
You haven't told me how I look in my wedding gown.
Oh, you look fine. All right, now let's go ahead with it.
Is that all you're going to say?
You look charming. All right, Henry. You got the first line there, I believe.
Wait.
Now for the big moment on today's Pine Ridge Princess program. The moment you've all been waiting for. Last week on this show, Mrs. Ione Abernathy was chosen as the princess. And when our smiling Mr. of Ceremonies, Lon Edwards, asked her what she wanted more than anything else in the world, she said she wanted him for a husband.
Oh, me.
And so, in accordance with the rules of the program, we now bring you, through the curtsies of Mose Moose's Barbershop, the wedding ceremonies of Ms. Ione Abernathy and Mr. Lom Edwards. Now, here's the man who is going to perform the ceremony, Brother Riggins.
All right, I'll read his line.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Peabody. Friends, we're gathered here today to join together this man and this woman in marriage. And I'll skip over some of this for now.
Oh, get ready, Cindy.
Yeah. I'll skip down here. Do you, Ione, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
All right, Cindy.
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Don't you realize what I've did? As long as I'm justice of the peace, I've actually married him. I've married Cedric to the Widow Abernathy.
What's that?
Mom?
Well, wait a minute. What about the show?
We've got to cancel it. If she marries me now, we'd have to arrest her for bigamy.